Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled the trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Didn't mean to make you cry. Back tomorrow, carry on, carry on. Nothing. How can I carry on? Those words just tear my soul apart. Surely there's no sin worse than destroying the life of another human being. Is there anything more terrible than that? I know I didn't actually pull the trigger, but I sent a man to his death. A good man, an honourable man who didn't deserve to die. His only crime was being married to a beautiful woman who I saw from my palace room and wanted for myself. Dangerous poetry in the words of that song. My name is David, and I used to write a different kind of song. Worship songs praising God flowed from my heart. Laments when life was hard, and songs of joy when things were on the up. My songs used to console, they used to encourage and lift me, but not now. They mock me and they condemn me because I'm racked with guilt. I'm clothed with shame. I'm a wretched man with nothing to offer to God. And yet, surely, I'm not the only person to have sinned. I'm not the only person to feel sin's death inside of me. I wonder, could I write a new song which would offer hope to other sinners just like me? I wonder, could I write again? Psalm 50. Psalm 51. You are kind, God. Please have pity on me. You are always merciful. Please wash away my sins. Wash me clean from all of my sin and guilt. I've replayed the story over and over, wishing I could turn back the clock, to go back to the moment when I saw Bathsheba in her garden. Oh, to have turned away and not given her a second glance. But I was captivated. What I saw, I liked. What I liked, I wanted. And as greed welled up in me, what I wanted, I took. I know about my sins. And I cannot forget my terrible guilt. I need to write that down. It was our secret. No harm done. Except she fell pregnant. So I had to come up with a plan, a cunning plan. Only I forgot that God knew every thought and was watching my every move. And although he understood my panic and my fear and would have stepped in, I hid from him. I chose to handle the situation alone, so he didn't stop me. He let me carry on getting deeper into sin. What was the plan, you ask? Oh, simple. I gave her husband leave from the battlefield to come home and visit him. His wife, and then I had him go back to the front line, and the front line was a bloodbath. He was bound to die. And so those words mock me, Mama, I just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled the trigger. Now he's dead. I know I wasn't actually there, but my hands are dirty. I am guilty of the crime. Uriah goes down in history as a hero fighting for his king. And I took Bathsheba in and made her my wife as though that was the right thing to do. No sorrow, no remorse. I kept my shame locked away and all was fine. Until it wasn't. You see, God didn't want me to live like that. He didn't want me to remain broken in my guilt and shame. And so he called me out of hiding. And his grace came to me in the form of a man who told me a story. It was about a rich man who had fields of sheep and a poor man who had just one lamb. The storyteller said one day a traveller came to visit the rich man, and instead of slaughtering one of his own sheep, he took the only lamb the poor man had. And I was appalled at the rich man's greed. What injustice, I spluttered. What a wicked and mean-spirited man. That rich man deserved to die. And then Nathan, the man from God, said, "You are that man." And my heart was ripped open. I shook with fear as this man of God looked deep into my soul and saw me for who I was. Filthy, foul, and unclean. My safely created bubble burst. All of the walls of pretense and secrecy came crashing down. I was exposed. My crime was visible, and then I did what I should have done when I first sinned. I broke down. I fell to my knees. I cried out to God, and I confessed my sin. You are really the one that I've sinned against. I've disobeyed you. And I've done wrong. So it's right and fair for you to correct me and punish me. I have sinned and done wrong since the day I was born. But you want complete honesty. So teach me true wisdom. Wash me with hyssop until I'm clean. You crushed my bones. Now let them celebrate. Turn your eyes from my sin. Cover my guilt. Create pure thoughts in me and make me faithful again. Make me faithful again. Over and over again, I'm tormented by my guilt. My heart burns with shame. The accusation is there forever. I wonder, will it ever go? I weep with grief for what I've done. I regret deeply what I failed to stand against. How could I have fallen? How did it happen? I shut these thoughts away inside of me, but they come back. Memories of the greed, the temptation, the desire, the love, the fear, the passion, the pleasure. Don't chase me away from you, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Make me as happy as you did when you first saved me. Make me want to obey. How could I have been so foolish? How can I start again? Is it possible to live guilt-free after such a sin? And can there be a shame-free relationship with God after such a mistake? What good am I to God now? I've been so reckless with the treasure you invested in me, God. What a waste. And yet I know God is good. I recall writing in Psalm 40, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and he gave me a firm place to stand. So maybe the bigger question is, will I ever be able to forgive myself? But I must try. I must try. I will teach sinners your law, and they will return to you. Keep me from any deadly sin. Only you can save me. Then I will shout and sing about your power to save. Help me to speak, and I will praise you, Lord. Offerings of sacrifice are not what you want. The way to please you is to feel sorrow deep in our hearts. This is the kind of sacrifice you won't refuse. This is the sacrifice you won't refuse. There's hope for me now. Nothing good that I've done or might do in the future can make right my wickedness and wrongdoing, but I am sorry. I'm repentant, and I will journey differently from this day on. God, you have forgiven me, and I will learn to forgive myself. You will restore me, and I will learn how to receive your good gifts once again. You've removed my guilt, and you tell me I need not be ashamed. Help me to live in your mercy and grace. Each new day separates me from my past mistakes and brings with it new blessing. Each new day brings me fresh mercy and new opportunities to experience your grace. Each new day you tell me you love me. My self-acceptance deepens. Each day you receive and welcome my broken spirit. I remember you haven't rejected me. Yes, these are the things which release me from guilt. These are the things that remove my shame and allow me to walk with you. This is what makes the difference in my daily life. The sacrifice you want is a broken spirit. God, you will not reject a heart that is broken and sorry for sin. Centuries later, Jesus would tell a story about a man who asked his father for his inheritance and then went off and frittered it away. Eventually, the son returned full of remorse and shame. When the father saw him in the distance, he ran out to meet him. No accusation, no recrimination, and no condemnation. The father dressed his son in the best clothing he had in his wardrobe, and he held a feast to celebrate the young man's return. And this is how God responds when we surrender our brokenness, our guilt, and our shame to him. The Apostle Paul would later summarize this truth, that through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we can say, if you belong to Christ Jesus, you won't be punished. If God says his chosen ones are acceptable to him, can anyone bring charges against them? Or can anyone condemn them? No, indeed. Christ died and was raised to life, and now he is at God's right hand, speaking to him for us. In everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. So this morning, I wonder if you're feeling guilty. I wonder if you're struggling to forgive yourself. I wonder whether you're living ashamed. I wonder whether you question how God could possibly love and delight in you. We're going to use a paraphrase of this psalm to help us pray. And maybe you want to hold out your hands as a way of asking to receive from God. Or maybe you want to stand symbolising a decision to submit your guilt and your shame to him. Let's pray a paraphrase of this psalm together. Generous in love, God, give grace. Huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down. You are the one that I violated, and you've seen it all, seen the full extent of my evil. You have all the facts before you. Whatever you decide about me is fair. I've been out of step with you for a long time, in the wrong since before I was born. What you're after is truth from the inside out. Jesus, enter me, and then conceive a new, true life. Jesus, come to me now and set me free. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Bring me back from grey exile. Put a fresh wind in my sails. Give me a job teaching rebels your ways so the lost can find their way home. Unbutton my lips, dear God. I'll be loose with your praise. Going through the motions doesn't please you. A flawless performance is nothing to you. Make my heart a place you delight in. Repair my damaged life. Let me worship you, follow you, serve you, love you for the rest of my days. Amen. And so, Lord, we recognise that King David suffered a terrible fall. If we're fallen today, pick us up again. Lord, we recognise that David made some terrible mistakes. And if we think we have made some terrible mistakes and we've confessed these to you, might we know that we are forgiven? King David knew what it was to have shame removed from him. And if we're wearing clothing that is drenched with shame, Lord Jesus, reclothe us. You did this for your servant David. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and do this for each one of your loved children this morning. Receive our confession, set us free, and put our feet on a new path again. Amen.